KTSM.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Should I say good morning?
I'm cold.
Oh, good morning. Melissa, how are you, dear?
I'm fine. It was cold this morning.
Oh, it was. If you're sleeping outside again, that's a tough deal. But anyway, it's the El Paso History Radio Show. You did find us. This is the place to learn about El Paso history that you did not learn if you went to public school in El Paso or anywhere in Texas, really. That's just a point. We do what we can. I think that's why the show is as successful as it is, because we're telling people stuff they didn't know about their hometown and their heritage and stuff. Anyway, we always say Texas history begins in El Paso. So, hey, what do you know about anything?
Well, if you don't have us here locally, you can also go online to ktsmradio.com and click on the iHeartRadio link and listen anywhere live on the planet. And I believe that's where Nikos Kazapan.
Oh, you got a guy from Greece, didn't you?
Greece, yes. Patras, Greece. So, hey, hi, Nikos.
We had one guy somewhere in the Ukraine once emailed
Uzbekistan.
Us. Uzbekistan. Is that what it was? Yeah. And he wanted us to send him all kinds of free stuff, but we don't have free stuff anymore. Unless it was a coupon to a restaurant he could never get to, so what's the point there?
He'd probably frame it, Pepe's.
Well, you know what we could do now? We could send him Pepe. Oh, no, we could. We can send Pepe's food in by a UPS. It's got to be deliverable in 2 days, or Pepe won't do it. Because otherwise, I mean, he sends it frozen, it comes up cold. I did that once with my brother-in-law in Delaware, once to Art Turpie over there in Pennsylvania, and they were both surprised. They weren't expecting it.
Yeah.
But when it showed up and still edible and wonderful, they were thrilled about that. Anyway, so call up Pepe, send a real Tex-Mex dinner to a friend or a relative.
A relative.
Your turn.
Okay, we have the early days of El Paso Sheriff's Posse is going to be the history moment today.
And don't forget, there's a Mission Del Rey weekly.
I jumped line, sorry.
You did, that's why I'm trying to push you into this.
Don't forget, there's a Mission Del Rey weekly $20 radio show coupon for online orders only. And you just go to www.missiondelrey.com, or you can call them also if you're going to visit 440-2140-915 area code.
And later in the show, we'll tell you some more details they've got about stuff coming up, and they're doing some interesting things. And, now is the time here. We're going to walk through Concordia history, but not be in there. Virtually. This dadgum virus thing put a lot of people into Concordia 100 years ago, so one of them did. But this one now makes us, we can't walk in Concordia and walk through history, so we're going to walk on the radio with a young lady by the name of Patricia Kidney. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning. How is everyone?
Well, we're better than the people that are in your cemetery.
You're right.
We're sitting up.
By about 6 or 7 feet, depending upon the day. But you are the president of the Concordia Heritage Association. Is that right?
That's correct.
And what you do there is what?
Well, I act really as a project manager. I think if it was a business entity, that's what I would be doing. I coordinate all of the security, the improvements, the maintenance efforts that are going on. Right now, we don't have the community service people, but we do have public works.
You have somebody
helping us.
Somebody taking care of the weeds. There probably weren't that many weeds this year. There wasn't that much rain.
Well, we had some to start with, from the March rains. We had quite a bit going on the first, March, April, May. But I mean, that crew mowed them down and threatened them. Don't you dare come back.
Well, that's the one thing about Concordia. It's a fabulous, 60-some-odd acres?
Exactly.
Of gravestones, and there's a few dribbling down into the alleyways of other parts next door.
Under homes.
Under houses. But anyway, enough of that. You got enough to do with what you got inside the walls there. So today the idea is to walk through history, because normally every October, explain what that is, the walk through history that normally happens in October.
Well, normally we have this marvelous outdoor living history, cultural and educational event where we have approximately 25 to 30 or 40 storytellers telling the stories of people in El Paso or who impacted El Paso history. And it's a way to show all of this. And they're standing usually near the headstones or the grave sites of these people. If not right at them, they can point them out to people. It's a walking, self-walking tour, and these storytellers tell the story in first person as though it is my life, and in costume with all kinds of photographs and mementos to share, to bring someone into the moment of what it was like to live in the 1800s or early 1900s.
We're going to start with your first one, and we're going to find the guy that killed John Wesley Hart, and his name is Selman. Hey, Selman, how's life today, Constable?
It's great. Thank you for having me on. It's a wonderful day today.
So you're upright and talking to us, even though your gravestone is out there in Concordia.
Correct.
What is your deal here, man? You had issues with John Wesley Hart, I take it.
I did. I shot him in the back and claimed it was self-defense, and the only reason why I did that is because he was running around threatening to kill my son. He was going to threaten to kill me. He was going to threaten to kill my whole family.
Oh, my.
And so what happened was my son, John Jr., was a police officer in El Paso, and he arrested Bill Morose for brandishing a firearm and fined her $50. And so Harden was up in New Mexico Territory on business, and he came back, and he was belly aching and moaning about how he was going to kill all of us. And, when John Wesley Hard makes a threat he's going to kill you, it's a promise. I mean, this man's killed more people than smallpox. So,
Oh, boy.
I did what I had to do, and it was self-defense. And I was arrested. Ironically, I was arrested by my son, John Jr., for the murder of John Wesley Hard.
Wait a minute. Your son arrested you?
That's correct.
Hmm. Oh, wow. That must have been a very interesting conversation way to jail.
The next Thanksgiving wasn't so fun, was it? No. Good God, man.
Out of my will.
Well, so talk about the incident itself. I mean, Harden was drinking in some bar. The saloon, was the Acme? Was that where it was?
Yeah, it was the Acme Saloon. We had an altercation earlier, a few days earlier, and I ran into him, and I was about ready to pull my pistol, and he said, Hey, Selman, I'm not healed. And I said, we'll take care of this. And when I went past the Acme Saloon, I saw him playing dice at the bar. And his last words were, 4-6 is to beat. And that was it. I was just blazing away.
Well, he was playing with some guy. I remember, was it a grocer or somebody?
I believe so.
He was playing dice, and he had such a hand, you had to beat 4-6. You can't beat 4-6s.
Yeah, I think that was Grocer Brown, yeah.
But you could say that, but that was the last thing he said, and it was over again for him.
Well, one thing I'm doing is I'm going by memory of the reenactment we did with the Six Guns and Shady Ladies, and we had a great reenactment in a bar. But I remember you walked in, and somebody was trying to stop you.
I don't remember. I just remember seeing Dean Harden and just walked in there and just shot off four rounds and two of them hit him. And they were deadly accurate.
How did the rest of your life go?
Well, the next 8 months, I did participate and drink. And I did have a great lawyer. His name was Albert Fall. And when I went to trial back in February of 1896, what had happened was he convinced at least 10 of the 12 jurors that I was not guilty. But in the justice that we have today, we need a unanimous jury. So at this point, what happened was I decided, but we need to go back to trial. We need to get prepared for that. Well, in the meantime, my son John Jr., he fell in love with a Mexican girl from a prominent family, and they decided to ride their bikes over to Juarez to get married. But they forgot to get married, and they had the honeymoon.
Oh,
so that was kind of a problem. So the father was understandably upset, and they went and they got the mayor and the police chief, and they broke down every door in the hotel and every cat house, and they basically found my son they threw him in jail and sent the girl away. So I went over to Juarez and I told him, I said, look, John, I got somebody by the name of Scarborough who can help us with this situation. So I believe it was April 4th. It was the day before Easter. I came out of the Wigwam Saloon. I was quite drunk, and I ran into George Scarborough, who's a U.S. Deputy Marshal. I said, hey, George, you got this problem with my son. I need your help. And I was quite drunk, and he was quite sober, and he didn't want to drink because it was Easter, and I took that as an insult. So I drew my pistol drunk. He drew his pistol sober, and he got off two shots, and that one of those shots paralyzed me from the waist down.
Oh, bummer. Well, that's right down there on San Antonio Street. There's an alley that has not been totally taken over by redevelopment. It's still there.
That's correct. That's it. It was the Wigwam Saloon.
That's a great building. I went in there not long ago and wandered around. It's not quite the bar you may remember, or the brothel that you may remember. You remember the brothel?
Adam Tilly?
I don't know what it was. That's a loaded question. I just see how you answered it.
Yeah, I actually shot Bass Outlaw outside of Madame Tilly's brothel.
Oh, you did?
I shot and killed him, yeah, on April 6th, 1893. So if we're talking about Madame Tilly, I know that establishment very well.
No, but this one was like 1896 when Selman took it in the shorts there on the alley?
Yeah, I took it there in the alley there in 1896. You're right.
Wow. And so, yeah, that was a year after you had killed John Wesley Hardin. Now, Hardin.
8 months.
6 months. So Hardin is.
Eight.
8 months. Okay, Hardin was August of 1895, right?
August 19th, 1895.
Okay, and so you were 6 months later, give or take. 8 months as you. Pick one, I don't care. But, I mean, the point is, it was the next year. What did you do in the meantime? Were you still a constable during that duration?
I was. After my son arrested me, I posted a $5,000 bond, and I continued on my way for the next 8 months.
Where'd you get $5,000?
Well, you know, it's what you call fees and taxes from the various establishments.
Oh,
if you will.
I will. Yeah, I will. Wow. So that's that's basically the life of John Selman. And you off, and if it was a normal year, you'd be standing out there at Concordia probably today. 11 to 3 or whatever, and telling these stories.
That's correct.
Okay.
Correct. And they let me out once a year.
Oh, they do.
Once a year.
And you normally stand over by the roadside, but the grave is pointable. It's not too far. And that gravestone for Selman is not that well marked compared to Hardin.
You're right. For a long time, my stone was not found at all. Until somebody found something, they started digging, and it realized it was my stone. And I believe, and Melissa, you could probably help me out with this. There was the Lawman of Texas, or there was a historical Lawman's Association that redid my stone.
Yeah, the Outlaw Lawman's Authors Association.
Okay,
so Western Type Writers Group.
But the thing is, though, you know, have a gravestone that's notable and noticeable, but it's not
that's
like
correct.
Hardin's. Hardin's is huge.
Yeah, Hardin, they must have been afraid of him because those bars going deep and that cement is pretty heavy.
Well,
they weren't worried about me as much as they were worried about him.
Somebody tried to steal him, we know that.
John, were you buried at one other location, though, first before you were in your final resting place? Do you remember that history?
You know what? I believe I was, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, somebody cracked the glass of my, and I could be wrong. Again, I've been dead 124 years. The mind kind of goes, but I think somebody had cracked the glass, and then they had to put me in into a more secure area.
All right, this is John Selman, Constable, buried at Concordia, talking about the walkthrough history. And we're going to take a break and come back and see if there's another a voice that we can hear who also does these reenactments. We'll talk to him as a human person. But Patricia, we've got this going on here, and this is something you normally do every year. Now, you do have a donation box out there at Concordia on a given day, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have a donation fee, and then we have donation boxes throughout. And this is one of our fundraisers that we depend on to help us to maintain and do all the improvements that are not covered through the county funding.
So you're missing out quite a bit this year.
Oh, yes, we are.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Well, they can also go to the website, which is ConcordiaCemetery.com. org. Excuse me. Yeah, I have somebody in my head. ConcordiaCemetery.org, and you can make a donation on our website, too, through PayPal.
Yes, please.
So if you please.
Or bring $20 out to Pepe's Extra and give it to Patricia. Are you going to be there today?
I will.
Okay, Patricia will be out there at Pepe's today, so you can bring her some money out there for Concordia. We're going to come back and talk to a reenactor we think is somewhere near you and somewhere near, real close to that John Selman guy. We'll do that in a minute. Taking a break here. Call us if you need to. The number would be
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Talk El Paso is going daily. Join host Andrew J. Polk Monday through Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. on News Radio 690 KTSM for the Borderlands' only live local talk radio show focused on what the news means for you. Election season is already reaching a fever pitch, and we'll have the latest updates and developments as we get closer to Election Day and beyond. Follow us on Facebook or call in during the show to 915-544-5876 to join me for Talk El Paso live weekdays 4 to 5 p.m. right here on News Radio 690 KTSM.
The big networks are so afraid of Blitz, the new book by David Horowitz, they won't even talk about it. But Donald Trump Jr. urges you to bypass the big media and read Blitz. It's now 10 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, number one on Amazon. Blitz shocked the media because one-time liberal activist David Horowitz is backing Trump. Mike Huckabee says it touches the soul of America and shows Trump will win in a landslide. Mark Levin and Rudy Giuliani say you should get Blitz. Trump has a secret strategy and a big surprise coming for the billionaires behind radicals like Antifa. Newsmax says the insiders hate Blitz because it exposes their real plan. Blitz is at bookstores everywhere. Or check out Newsmax's free offer for Blitz and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to blitz411.com, blitz411.com. Find out why everyone is talking about Blitz. Get it today.
We're here with Judge Phyllis Martinez-Gonzalez, who's running for 383rd District Court Judge. Her reputation as a family court judge is one of fairness, compassion, and integrity. Judge Phyllis, you love your job, don't you?
I do. When I was just a lawyer working at the AG's office, when I was a lawyer working at the U.S. Attorney's office, I loved what I was doing.
How do you see your role as a family court judge?
The 383rd District Court is a family court. I'm not going to make a ruling hastily. I will give you every opportunity to work it out. If you need resources, let's get them to you. Let's see what we can do to help you, because ultimately it's helping the family. If I can help just to make families stronger, then we're making our community stronger. We're making El Paso stronger.
Vote for Judge Phyllis Martinez-Gonzalez for 383rd District Court Judge and bring fairness, compassion, and integrity to family court in El Paso.
I am Judge Phyllis Martinez-Gonzalez, and I approve this message.
This political ad paid for by Phyllis Martinez-Gonzalez.
News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got this Concordia people on the brain and on the phone here. We're going to talk to us some more. Also, just to let you know, you can send us an email during the show or anytime during the week, ephistory690@gmail.com. And we'll take a look. I'm looking at it right now up on the screen here. Give me something if you want to talk about that. Or you can get us on Facebook, and that would be El Paso History Radio Show on Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at that one.
Yes.
Okay. Also, another thing to tell you, we have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/El Paso History TV. How clever. And we've got a couple of playlists up there. One is El Paso Gold DVDs. There's about a dozen of them up there that I produced since, so 1998 or 9, somewhere back in there. And they are online for free to take a look. And if you're bored with something in your kids' education, tune them into that. Go to YouTube.com, El Paso History TV, and you'll find all kinds of stuff. And there is another playlist there that we got from ABC 7 pieces that we did with none other than Bernie Sargent. And Bernie was the reporter as we went around the city, did 20 of those segments, and that's another playlist right there on YouTube.com, El Paso History TV. And we've got some subscribers tuned in this week, October 13th. I don't know what to do with this one. Hebrew English Bible Read.
Oh, maybe they're using
is their name.
Maybe they're using those for their study classes.
I have no idea what we did with Hebrew. And another one, Nation of Nations, and October 15th, Stephen Dwyer. So we got a lot of people tuning in to do that stuff. What do you got to talk about over there?
Well, I want to talk about a rummage sale.
Oh, no. Really?
Well, you know what we're talking about. It's a lot of nonprofits are suffering very bad right now because there's been no way of, you know, having people in or visit or do anything with us. And the Women's Club depends upon renting out the club and luncheons and things like that. And we haven't been able to do this.
Oh, the Women's Club.
Yeah.
The
Women's Club of El Paso. And so we're having a rummage sale. And it's going 3 days, and this is the second day today, and it starts at 9 a.m. and goes to 3 p.m., and they've got some great stuff out there. I really was surprised. In fact, I've been one of their better customers, and I'm working it. So head on out there today and check it out after the show.
And the address.
Oh, that would help, wouldn't it? It's
1400
River.
Mesa. Mesa and River.
1400 Mesa Street and River Street, and right across from Cathedral High School.
Right near Hal Marcus's place, if you really want to know.
No. Don't say that, because that's on another boulevard.
Well, it's just very close. Okay, enough of that. We got these Concordia people here. Patricia's going to stick around for a while. But let's talk to a guy who I think he knows John Stillman fairly well. Keith Erickson, are you there?
Of course.
Oh,
good morning.
There you are. You sound a lot like John Stillman.
Yes, he does. Looks like him, too.
I get that a lot.
Actually, he's better looking than John Selman.
And you shine your bullets up as well.
I appreciate that, Melissa. Thank you.
All right, but the thing was, we appreciate you doing the reenactment, and that's kind of what you do out there at Concordia every year. You become John Selman.
Yes, I do. I appreciate it very much. It's truly an honor because there's a lot about this man that we don't know. And there's a lot about, you know, when he was around, you knew he was around, but when he was gone, he was gone. So there was a period of his life from 1880 to 1888 where there's very little that's known about him because he spent 8 years in exile in San Pablo, Chihuahua, because he was, when he was Hyde's inspector up in Shackelford County, or at that time Stevens County around Albany, he was under indictment for stealing hides and horse thieving and so forth like that. So he, from what we understand, he led a quiet life during that time with his second wife. And then his second wife had passed away, and he had two of his four kids down with him. And when he found out that the 34th District Court had dropped all the charges of hide stealing and cattle rustling, he had moved to El Paso, and that's where he became a constable and remained for the rest of his life.
So, but the thing is that you do this reenactment every year out at Concordia. You can't do it this year. So that's why we're doing this on the radio show. Why do you get involved in the reenactment business? And I know you like pistols.
Yeah, I do. You know, it was interesting because I wanted to do this. I saw it. I heard about it. This is the coolest thing. I mean, how cool is it? You get to bring the dead back to life and tell their stories and do it respectfully. So I had inquired about 10 years ago, and so I believe I did talk with Patricia about this,
mm-hmm. Right.
And we had talked about it, and then my dad was so gracious enough. He had because I wasn't in the mood to spend a lot of money for a pistol. So he said, "Look, I got this Colt Navy revolver, and it was." And so he gave it to me, and that's what I started with, and that's how I got, you know, Jackson. As you talked about my love of pistols,
oh yeah,
I got involved with that through the, you know, black powder because of my dad.
So you started with a pistol, then you had to get a cowboy hat. You might as well get some boots.
Yep.
And show up at Concordia. Oh, that's good of you. Keith Erickson, thank you for doing that. And when you can,
I appreciate you.
Oh, yeah, you put your son involved, your actual son, not just the one in the movies or in the stories, but your actual son goes out there with you sometimes, doesn't he?
Yeah, he actually does. In fact, he up until recently, he was portraying the life of Perry Greer, who had passed away at 11, and Perry Greer was actually one of the witnesses to the murder of John Wesley Hardin.
Oh.
Harry Greer, actually, his grave is right near Selman's, I think, by 12 or 15
right.
feet, which is kind of unique.
So
and Harry Greer did die at age 11 from heart failure. So as my son is Everett, he's now, you know, in his teenage years, we're going to have to find him a new character.
Well, he could be John Selman Jr.
Well, oh, he could be Billy the Kid. I mean, you know.
Billy the Kid,
he could do that. All right. Well, Keith Erickson, thank you for portraying Constable Selman there. And Patricia, we're going to do some more of this till it gets to be noonish,
right.
Aren't we?
We
got a whole cemetery to go through, but we only got three more people because we're going to put them on about half an hour each year coming up. Patricia, anything else you want to say before we go to break here?
Well, I really appreciate all of Keith's efforts and always willing to help out. He was the guest speaker for the Corral of the Westerners last night.
Oh, last night?
Yes.
You're keeping that boy busy.
Yes. So he really, really covered the aspect of frontier justice, according to John Selman.
Excellent.
At least his version. So we appreciate all of his efforts and the fact he's just always ready and willing to help.
Very good.
Well, thank you very much.
Keith, thanks a lot. We'll see you at the graveyard.
Thank you.
You take her easy.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Patricia,
bye-bye.
Stick around. We're going to come back with a guy named Diamond Dick Ernst St. Leon.
Ernest Diamond Dick St. Leon.
All of that. It was a Texas Ranger guy.
Yeah.
He's going to show up next time.
He's a movie character. I'll
he really is a character. Yeah. That's for darn sure. All right. We'll take up that piece of business after the break here. And we will take a call. You got some Facebook people. I see Vince Sanchez has got his feet up at Brown Acres down there.
He's out there. You're looking at his Brown Acres.
And he's doing his thing out there. But I bet he's got a brew open by now. It's a Saturday.
Yeah, it's too early.
No, he might have one. Yeah. You never know. But anyway, it's good to hear people out there doing stuff. And in the meantime, we've got a phone number.
Give us a call at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
And that email, we got ephistory690@gmail.com. Back in a moment.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino, enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hey guys, remember when you used to look forward to intimacy? Do you find yourself getting anxious or stressed out about it? Even avoiding the situation? Studies show that more than half of men over 50 will experience ED over the course of their life. Viagra only works some of the time, and side effects can be brutal. Oasis Men's Health uses acoustic wave energy to treat the real cause of ED. By breaking down plaque, blood flow is restored, and you are back in the game. No pills, no shots, no pain. Isn't it time you put the stress of ED behind you for good? Schedule a consultation today at oasismenshealth.com or give us a call at 575-652-4444. That's 575-652-4444. Call Oasis Men's Health at 575-652-4444. 575-652-4444. HSA cards welcome.
There's an underdog story happening in America. In the moment they have the least, small businesses are giving the most. Well, Small Unites is making it simple for you to support their comeback. Find out how you can donate, shop, and share today at smallunites.org.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet? I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-508-7889 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-508-7889 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The free iHeartRadio app has the largest selection of spooky podcasts on the planet to set the mood for Halloween. Open the app, tap podcasts, and tap spooky to find The Piketon Massacre, Lore, Paper Ghosts, The No Sleep Podcast, Haunted Places, Hell and Gone, and dozens more. We did all the work. Just hit play and have a howling good time. All the spooky podcasts right at your fingertips. iHeartRadio, number one for music, radio, and podcasting, all in one app.
iHeartRadio.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Well, it must be me. 588-1850, 588-1850 for Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services. Ring him up. He's got a whole bunch of real estate to sell. He can find you what you need anywhere in town or around the country. He can also do New Mexico. But also, he's got rentals. Ring him up and call his pocket. 588-1850 and say, what am I doing in your pocket?
Now, jingle his pocket.
Do that. Yes. Do that. He's a nice guy. Just be gentle. So anyway, what
okay.
do you got?
Well, I got Mission Del Rey Southwest, and they've got a lot of great new items like genuine cowhide tooled leather purses and coin purses and animal designs for kids. And they also have a plush fleece blankets are back and in stock and very popular. And they're the softest blanket you've ever felt. And they have a queen and king sizes also. And Mission Del Rey souvenirs are stocked up for visitors this season and possibly gifts for the holidays. And they've got a new line of tie-dyed El Paso shirts and hoodies.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I looked at them. They're really cool. And great stuff for visitors and holiday gifts. And if you shop online with Mission Del Rey, don't forget that $20 radio show giveaway each week for five people, the first ones that get in. And it's only for online shopping, and it's a $20 coupon, and so it gives you $20 more to shop with. So go online to missiondelrey.com, or you can call them at 915-440-2140. I'm not sure of their visiting hours right now.
Well, right there, they'll take you out there, but you got to get in there. And then Monday through Friday at the moment, through holiday, they may end up on Saturdays
as well.
No,
I was just wondering with the new city restrictions. So that's
it's 10 people, so I guess they can probably handle it. Life goes on. We got to get back to Patricia Kidney. You're still there, I presume.
I am.
Are you standing in the graveyard at Concordia right now?
Actually, I'm not.
Oh, I see. But normally on a Saturday morning, you would be.
I would be, yes. And since I have done that for years.
And since there's nothing normal right now, you're not there. Got it. Okay.
Right. I go during the week.
All right. Tell us about our next walk-through history person.
Well, our next guest is one that we have not really talked about a lot previously, but his name is Texas Ranger Diamond Dick Ernest St. Leon. And he was a very notable, brave, humorous Texas Ranger who was full of adventure, like all of them. And we're really excited to bring you his story.
Diamond Dick. Can we call you Double D? Good morning.
Well, good morning.
What's new, Double D?
What's new? Interesting listening to her talking at a cemetery, about a cemetery. No, she's not at the cemetery, but she should be at the cemetery.
Yeah, but
My goodness.
But she, I don't know if I like that.
But she won't be dead when she gets there.
I hope not.
No. Very much alive, Patricia Kidney there.
It's difficult to drive a vehicle.
All right, Diamond Dick Ernst St. Leon.
Yes,
what
sir.
Is your story? Who are you? And you're buried at Concordia?
I am buried at Concordia, yes.
Wow.
And have been there for quite some time now.
Yeah, you're just around the corner from Hardin, aren't you?
Actually, I'm just a stone's throw from John Wesley Hardin and Martin Moroz.
Oh, my God. So you're a Texas Ranger. What year did you get plucked in there?
1898.
Oh, so you were a little later than those
I
boys.
Was later than the others. And the ironic thing was, back in that period of time, I didn't have a whole lot of interface with Hardin or with your previous guest, John Selman Sr.
But you've heard of them.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's heard of them.
Well, as a Texas Ranger, were you an El Paso boy, or what's the deal?
No. I was actually born in England.
Ooh.
Yes, I was of English descent. In fact, my father was a French refugee. My mother was English. And when I was born, my real name was not Ernest St. Leon. My real name was George Ernest Hougham.
Who?
Hougham. H-O-U-G-H-A-M.
No, get rid of that.
I know. Well, I did.
It's much better, yeah.
It sounds a lot more sexy.
More cool.
Yeah. And I was, because I was of French-English descent, so I was a sexy individual.
Good and struck a quite a picture there.
Yes, I did. I was quite a fancy back in those days.
But the big deal now is your Texas Ranger Diamond Dick, and that's something you got to explain.
Well, I will. We moved to San Antonio at the age of four by way of New Orleans, along with my mother's siblings, other children, I should say. I had a lot of siblings. She was a very busy lady. But we moved there. We got to San Antonio. And while I was in San Antonio, I began admiring the legal profession. I thought maybe I would grow up and be an attorney. And so I kept steering in that direction. I met a gentleman by the name of Trevanian Theodore, or T.T., they called him, Teal.
Right.
That story I will talk about at another time because it has a great direct tie.
This was in New Orleans?
This was in San Antonio.
Oh, okay. By then.
This is a great tie to United States, to El Paso, and to today with the Blue Whistler Cannon. But that's another subject to talk about later. But I decided that wasn't going to quite work the way I thought it would, so I joined the U.S. Cavalry in 1884. And I was just barely a teenager in 1884, and I had a distinguished record in the cavalry. I was fighting in the Indian Wars, and I had become a sergeant. I was actually training cavalry members and served in the military until 1889, where I got out of the military at Fort Meade, South Dakota, and that's when I came back to Texas. When I came back to Texas, I thought, you know, I like this thing, being able to carry a weapon and stand up for the law of the land. So I joined the Texas Rangers, Company D, and I was working a lot as an undercover officer because I liked to dress up, not necessarily as a ranger, but I liked to enforce the law. So what I did is I would dress up and wear my diamond stick pin that my mother gave me when I was a youngster.
It
appeared to be one of the largest diamonds on the border. And I wore that in everything, whether I was wearing an ascot, a tie, or just wearing my my vest.
A big diamond.
Big diamond.
That was a real diamond.
It was a real diamond.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they started calling me Diamond Dick from that point on. Ernest and Dick, I have no idea where that came from. But
well, it's the double D thing.
I adopted the moniker with relish, so to speak.
So be it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I served down here in along the border for a number of years. I was doing undercover work for a number of different organizations. In fact, there was a company called the Fronteriza Mining Company, and they were experiencing a lot of theft.
Ooh.
And there was a lot of silver being stolen from them, and they could not find the culprits. They even hired the Pinkertons, and the Pinkertons were unable to find who the varmints were that were stealing all of that silver. So I went undercover. I actually stained my skin, my face, my skin. So I looked more like a Mexican than I did an American.
Or an Englishman. A Frenchman.
And I would, exactly, yeah. So I did that, and I managed to find out who the culprits were, and I arranged for their capture. I was working with a Texas Ranger captain and one gentleman named Lon Oden, who has a reputation here in El Paso. He was very familiar. He actually wrote a book of poetry and has relatives still living in El Paso, and I got to read that book in post-life. And it was an interesting story because he was a ladies' man also. But anyway, they were waiting in the dark for a train of mules loaded with silver. And as we approached them, I was portraying the role of the third or this was the fourth bad guy, and I had tipped off my friends, the Rangers, and they opened fire on the three culprits.
You hope they can count because you told them you're number four.
Yeah, and ironically, I was the number four. There was one of the bad guys that was still alive, and I managed to finish him off.
Oh, dear.
Yes, lead poisoning took his life.
I see.
And we wanted to keep that quiet because I was so good at being undercover, they didn't want anyone to understand who I was. But it was a Chicago Tribune newspaper reporter who printed my name and said I was responsible for the demise of the third culprit that stole.
Cover blown. Okay.
Yes. Well, you know, speaking of newspapers, were there certain characters in some of the dime store novels that were big in those days? Did Diamond Dick, it seems to me there was somebody who was by that name. I'm not sure if that was the same character that they were perhaps using Leona as the background for that?
The dime store novels took poetic license with a lot of things. And at the time, like many other things that took place in the South or in the West, they would use the nicknames, they would use the storyline and then embellish them. And yes, you're right, they did do that. You might have read some. Do you recall some of the ones that you might have read?
I'm not that old.
No, she didn't say you wrote them. You didn't read. But the thing was, that's how Billy the Kid became famous.
Absolutely, yeah. And Wyatt Earp.
Wyatt,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. But Diamond Dick, you got the career going.
I got your cover blown
by the newspaper in Chicago. You blew up the whole ring of people stealing silver. Now, you can't really steal too much silver at one time. That's heavy stuff.
Well, there was a mule train.
Let the mules do it. Okay.
Had the mules packed up. There are estimates between 10 to 15 mules full of silver. That's a lot of silver.
Well, yeah. I guess after a while it adds up.
Yeah, so I was somewhat a hero. But one problem I had was I had married a young Mexican gal that I met. And she was beautiful. She was gorgeous.
Was she pretty?
She was pretty, too.
That, too, huh?
Yeah. She was very young, too.
Well, she was very...
17.
Well, let's not talk about the age.
That wasn't Blanquita.
We were in love.
Her name was not Blanquita.
No, no, it was not Blanquita.
Okay.
Well, anyway, we got married. Now, my captain, the immediate captain that I had at the time, had lost a number of his Rangers to ambush by Mexicans. So he didn't fare well with the Mexican people. Held a grudge. So when I got married to this young senorita, not only did he consider me a drinking problem, he also said I was married to a Mexican.
Oh, dear.
So he was holding back promotion. In fact, he gave cause for me to get out of the Rangers and work for the railroad as an undercover police officer for them for a short period of time until a little happening took place in what was called Pirates Island in Texas. And at Pirates Island, there was a family by the name of Olguin, O-L-G-U-I-N. And the Olguins had managed to commandeer a number of compadres, and they took refuge in Pirates Island just south of Clint, and that's where they held up.
That's now, La Isla.
La Isla. And they, because it was an island in the middle of the Rio Grande, it was sort of, you know, the Americans couldn't go in there.
Oh.
But Captain Jones said, I'm going in, and I'm going to get these people. And he was taken out almost immediately. And when he was taken out, Sergeant Hughes was promoted. When he was promoted, he brought me back into the Rangers.
And being Diamond Dick.
Me being Ernest St. Leon, Diamond Dick, mm-hmm. Yes. He brought me back into the Rangers, and I went undercover. And I was able to accumulate the name of 20 of the members of that gang.
Did you turn back into a Mexican at that point?
I did, yes.
Oh, okay.
I would wear the bright clothes, and I looked good.
Okay.
At 5'11", I looked striking.
All right.
And got me a little trouble with the ladies and the alcohol, which... As I mentioned, I was in and out of the Rangers because of that. But anyway, I got the names of the 20 individuals, and I submitted those names. Now, when I did that, the Rangers, without authorization, went in and started to clean up. And mysteriously, the Olguins and a number of their gang would show up dead in one way, shape, or form, lead poisoning, or maybe rope burns on their neck.
Oh.
But they did manage to take out the gang. And it cleared up that whole problem on Pirates Island for the time being.
And eventually the river shifted, and that became America, I would think.
It did.
Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, as time went on, the river shifted, and it became, the river was on the south side of that land, totally.
Okay.
And the north side.
And so U.S. claimed it all. All right, Diamond Dick, we're going to have to take a break here. Come back and tell us how you got to Concordia, because that was kind of a quick one-way trip.
Yeah, so to speak, it was.
I see, okay.
Yeah, but it was in good faith.
All right, this guy's name is... Texas Ranger Diamond Dick Ernst St. Leon. Mm-hmm. And we'll come back in a minute and find out what happened to get him into Concordia Cemetery.
That's right.
As we do the walkthrough history virtually on the radio, because you can't do it right now in the real world of Concordia Cemetery. Patricia, you're going to stick around, right? I know she's there.
Oh,
all right, back in a moment.
Okay.
Somebody is calling us, apparently. What do you got for a phone number?
Well, you can call us at 544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
With over 19 years of experience in the El Paso real estate market, Patrick Tuttle has successfully navigated the ups and downs of uncertain markets, including the last recession. And he can assist you in buying or selling in the current market. Call him today, 915-588-1850.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle with Legacy Real Estate Services. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me. Call me today at 915-588-1850. 588-1850.
Talk El Paso is going daily. Join host Andrew J. Polk weekdays at 4 with the Borderlands' only live local talk radio show, breaking down the impact of the news and taking your calls. That's Talk El Paso live Monday through Friday at 4 right here on News Radio 690 KTSM.
After COVID, can President Trump make a comeback? Greg Kelly says he can, big time. Every weeknight, Greg Kelly is on Newsmax TV telling the truth about Trump. Watch Greg Kelly tonight with top political insiders like Dick Morris, Ben Stein, Sean Spicer, and more. Last month, almost 10 million people tuned into Newsmax TV, America's new cable news channel. Find it on all major cable systems. Just check your cable guide. Or watch Newsmax TV free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, Chromecast, Amazon Fire, and even smart TVs like Samsung and LG. So watch Greg Kelly Reports on Newsmax TV. And make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll. Let us know whether you want President Trump or Joe Biden. It takes seconds to vote. Just text BIRD to 39747. That's BIRD to 39747. Let your voice be heard and watch for results on Newsmax TV. So text BIRD to 39747 to vote now.
Incontinence products. We get it. You don't want to buy them in the store, and you certainly don't want to stand there in the aisle and try to choose which one is right for you. That's why we started Because. Because Market developed comfortable, next-generation underwear and pads that work, and our caring team of customer service folks will listen and help get you just what you need, shipped discreetly and directly to your home. Go to BecauseMarket.com now for a free trial and see all our 5-star reviews. That's BecauseMarket.com.
If the next step for your business is finding a high-impact hire, try Indeed. Their flexible payment options mean better bang for your buck with no long-term contracts. Indeed will even give you a $75 credit for your first job post at Indeed.com/high-impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Facebook knows that voting this year is a little trickier than usual, and you may have questions like how to register, vote by mail, and how to safely vote in person. That's why Facebook created the Voting Information Center. Get information from election authorities and experts at facebook.com/votinginfocenter. And don't miss the new podcast from iHeartRadio and Facebook called Why I'm Voting, where you'll hear more reasons to vote. iHeartRadio's Why I'm Voting, countdown to Election Day. Your vote is your voice.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Real quick, let you know that there's a ghost screening coming up on Halloween, actually starting the 30th, Friday night, and Saturday night, Halloween the 31st, and Sunday night, November 1st. Ghost Stories of El Paso, we're going to screen two videos in a pandemic day,
and you stay
in your car. It's a drive-in at Ascarity Park, and it's a co-production I'm doing with the people, special events coordinators at Parks and Special Events at the County of El Paso. And what you got to, it's going to be all the protocol, got to take care of your germs and all
Wear
that.
Wear your mask in the car.
In the car, whatever you're going to do. But they're going to have a big screen, a blow-up screen, and they're going to have speakers and blow you out. Anyway, again, 6:30 on Friday, October 30th, 7:30 on the 31st, 6:30 again on November 1st, to Scarity Park, 1600 Delta. It's $2 to get into the county park, but we're not charging for the movie. So if you want info, 401-5340, 401-5340. What do you got?
Well, I want to talk about MacGuffin Home. Right now, all they know is they're doing is doing the yoga classes, but I would check with them. You can go to their website, which is www.macguffinhome.com, or their Facebook page. And it's a great historical site. And they may be still giving private tours if they keep them small, so I'm not sure. But if you could also call them at 533-5147. But please do support our organizations where you can. We really need all your help right now.
We got Patricia still here with us, do we not?
Yes, we do.
We do. Also, we have a caller we're going to get to in a second. There's another line there ringing, Andrew. But we have Diamond Dick still here. How'd you get to Concordia?
How'd I get to Concordia? Well, there was an event that took place down in the valley. I was on my way down to Socorro, and on the way I stopped to talk to a Justice of the Peace down there, and he had mentioned that there was some horses stolen from the local corral, the city corral. So I went out to find him. I found the gentleman that took those horses. They said that they thought that this Mexican that they had apprehended, this Mexican had stolen the horses from them. He took them to the corral. They went back to get the horses that belonged to them. So I went to chase them. They turned themselves in. We got the horses back, not a problem. No sooner did they ride away, the gunfire started, and so I started chasing off after him. I picked up a gentleman who was a doctor visiting from New Orleans, deputized him. We went out to find these individuals, and we went to find the individuals. They ambushed us, so to speak. We rode up on them pretty quick, and I should say they rode up on us very quickly, and a gunfight ensued. Now, the doctor got shot one time and died immediately. I got shot in the arm, and it went through into my lung. Went back by train to California. We're trying to rush
this. They brought you back by train.
We're going to kill you quickly here.
To Hotel Dew, and at Hotel Dew, I died the next day.
Oh,
I was the interesting thing about my death is I was the last Texas Ranger to die because of a gunfight in the 19th century.
I'll be darned. We got one of your relatives on the phone. David, St. Leon, right?
Yes.
You got about 30 seconds. What's up?
I'm your great-grandson.
Ah!
I have a question for you.
Make it quick.
What was my great-grandmother's name?
Your great-grandmother's name? Actually,
yes.
there were two daughters. Adelina was one. Is that your great-grandmother?
I've heard conflicting stories, so I don't know what her real name is.
He's trying to prove it.
No, there was actually I had two daughters and one son, and in fact I lived downtown on 6th Street for a period of time before my demise.
He's trying to figure out his lineage here.
Your lineage? Okay, I'll tell you what, David, if you hold on to the break, I'll talk to you on the phone.
Yeah,
okay?
We'll put you on hold here, okay. And Diamond Dick himself will come on, otherwise known as Bernie Sargent. Bernie, thank you for being here doing that. Patricia,
take care,
stick around.
David.
We're going to be back after the break. Y'all hold on here. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.